the first Monday of every month. Every floor scrubbed, every chair dusted. A perfectly awful day, every bed.
This is music from Arizona Theater Company's newest production, Daddy Long Legs. It's a new musical love story, and it stars only two actors. To explain more of what the show's about, I went to the Temple of Music and Art to visit with one of the young stars on the set right before a preview performance was about to begin.
I'm Megan McGinnis, and I'm playing Jerusha Abbott in Daddy Long Legs.
And this is a musical that tells a very unusual story, I think.
Yes, it is unusual. It's actually based on a novel by Jean Webster. She's the great-grandniece of Mark Twain. It takes place in 1908. It's about an orphan who is sent to college by an anonymous donor. And she's given instructions from this anonymous donor that she is to write him a letter every month, letting him know how her studies are, the details of her life. But she's never to expect a letter back, nor is she to expect him to read her letters. So you see her journey through these 4 years in writing someone she doesn't even know, and you find that he actually does read the letters, and, well, you have to come see the show to find out what happens.
How is it for you to become Jerusha every night?
It's actually quite an easy process. She is a delectable character. That's the best word I can think of for her. She's so optimistic about life, and she's put through so many trials, and you really see her grow through these 4 years, and her outlook is, I admire it so much. I really do. So as soon as I step on the stage, I'm thankful that I get to see the world out of her eyes.
And Jerusha is an orphan and, in fact, in a way has 96 brothers and sisters, younger brothers and sisters.
Yes, well, 97. But is she counting herself?
That's what I wondered when I heard the song.
I hadn't thought about that, actually.
Well, she has a
with
lot
97 orphans. Yes, exactly, she does. She says, let's see, in the third scene, I believe, she says that she has spent her life in one room with 20 roommates, so she's never had a chance to get to know herself. So this is the first time in college that she's actually become acquainted with Jerusha Abbott.
Dear Daddy Longlegs, I suppose you've been waiting very impatiently to hear what I am learning. Latin, Second Punic War. Hannibal and his forces pitched camp at Lake Trasimenes.
And here we are on the set right now, which is really fun. Can you describe the set for us, for our listeners?
Sure. Actually, there are two sections of the set. One is Jervis Pendleton's section of the set, and one is my section. He has the library, the desk, the comfortable chair. I have the lower part of the set, which is filled with trunks, as you can see around us. There are about 8 of them, all different sizes and shapes. And Jerusha's world comes out of those trunks. You see all the scenes take place through the building of those trunks. All of a sudden, you're in a different scene because John Caird, our director, has shaped it so beautifully. So mine is more of a world of imagination. Jervis's is more of a world of reality.
And Jervis is the Daddy Longlegs of the title, I assume.
Yes, he is. Although you find out that Jervis Pendleton is actually the uncle of my college roommate. Of course, I don't know that at the time.
Well, I was going to say, the audience gets to know more about him than Jerusha does, don't they?
Absolutely. The audience is sort of in on the secret.
How much singing is in this play?
Quite a bit. I believe there are 26 songs. I sing probably 24 of them. We both sing most of them together, actually. It's a lush score. I mean, it's so beautiful and has so many different feelings to it, you know? It's all of the same voice, but there's just so many different styles within that voice.
Silence and wonder, surrounded by wide open space.
When you're on stage here, you've got a lot of things on your mind. You've got the lyrics, you've got your blocking, you've got the props to mind and all that sort of thing. Where are you inside your own head?
It's funny, we always say that an actor needs to keep about 5% of their brain for themselves during the show. That 5% is usually the safety aspect, you know, oh, don't fall into the pit and look where you're going and remember your lines and your lyrics, etc. But I have to say, because I was so involved in the creation of this character, I almost don't even need that 5%. It seems so innate to me. A lot of people ask how I can remember what comes out of what trunk and how I can remember all these words, because there are only two of us, so of course. There are a lot of lines and lyrics. But I don't have trouble with it. It just seems to be part of me now. When you help create something because it comes from you, it feels more natural.
And in helping to create it, it's almost like you're putting your footprints in the sand for everyone to follow, all the actresses who might attempt this role in the future. How does that make you feel? I mean, what kind of things were important to you in the creation process?
Well, it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, because it's exactly what every actor wants to be able to do, is to help create something. And I really feel so lucky that I've been able to touch this show, because it is such a special show. And I've never been part of such a collaborative team, to be working with John Caird and Paul Gordon, who have been so open to both me and Rob, my co-star. And it's been a rolling world premiere. That's what we've been calling it. We've been slowly changing the show at different theaters over the last 2 years, as a matter of fact. So every time we finish a run, we touch base again and talk about how Rob and I have felt and what we think needs to be changed. And then John and Paul will come back and see it, and they do the same thing. And it's, I mean, who gets that chance?
Dear Daddy, did you ever hear of Michelangelo? He was a famous artist who lived in Italy in the Middle Ages. The whole class laughed because I thought he was an archangel. Doesn't he sound like one?
In the lyrics to the songs, you have the added burden of sort of bringing other characters to life that are never seen by the audience.
Yeah, some people ask why it's a two-person show, because we do address so many different characters. But I just think it's such a natural way to tell the story, because Jerusha's imagination is so vivid. That's all you need, is her point of view and her interpretation of these characters. I think it's kind of perfect that way.
At the end of the night, when you leave the stage and the applause has died away, what do you think you really take home with you?
Well, with this show, I always say that Jerusha is my guru. She teaches me so much. And sometimes I have days where I'm tired and maybe I don't want to go to work that day because I'm tired or sick. But as soon as I start the show, and certainly by the time I end it, she's already led me back to the joy of life and the joy of theater. And I always feel so content at the end of the night. And then I get to eat dinner too, which is always good.
That was actress Megan McGinnis. The Arizona Theater Company presents Daddy Long Legs on stage at the Temple of Music and Art through December 21st. Then it moves to Phoenix for a run starting December 29th. There are links for information online at azpm.org. The Arizona Theater Company is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media.